Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince is a seminal work in the field of political theory written in the early 16th century. Ostensibly a treatise on the strategies that political leaders should employ to maintain and expand their power, the book has transcended its Renaissance origins to become a universal guide to real politics. Machiavelli, through a detailed analysis of the political landscape of his time, offers advice that ranges from the ruthless to the pragmatic, challenging the moralistic notions of governance that preceded him. This short but impactful text is not just an exploration of leadership, but also a commentary on human nature and the complexities of societal structures. Machiavelli's insights into the mechanisms of power have made The Prince a controversial yet enduring work that continues to be relevant in contemporary discussions about leadership and ethics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of power and statesmanship. At the core of The Prince, Machiavelli outlines his beliefs about the true nature of power and the qualities necessary for effective statesmanship. He makes a clear distinction between being loved and being feared, advocating for the latter as a more reliable means to maintain control. Machiavelli argues that human nature is fundamentally self-interested, which leaders must exploit to their advantage. This viewpoint challenges the idealistic and moralistic perspectives of governance prevalent during his time, suggesting instead that the acquisition and maintenance of power often require actions that might be deemed immoral. Machiavelli's analysis extends to the dynamics of warfare, alliances, and the strategic distribution of resources, highlighting that a prince's primary focus should be on the pragmatics of ruling rather than on utopian ideals. Secondly, the role of fortune and virtù. Machiavelli introduces the concepts of fortune, fortuna, and virtù to explain the unpredictable nature of politics and the skill required to navigate it successfully. Fortune represents the external forces and chance events that can affect a ruler's success, whereas virtù refers to the ruler's ability, wisdom, and the strategic use of strength and ruthlessness when necessary. According to Machiavelli, a successful prince must strike a balance between adapting to the whims of fortune while also imposing his own will through virtù. This delicate balance involves making calculated decisions, understanding the political climate, and sometimes changing one's strategies to align with the times. Machiavelli's emphasis on virtù as a personal quality that can shape one's destiny is a departure from the era's prevalent belief in divine intervention in worldly affairs, advocating instead for human agency and adaptability. Thirdly, morality versus realpolitik. One of the most provocative aspects of The Prince is Machiavelli's exploration of the relationship between morality and governance. He posits that the conventional morality of his time, which emphasized virtuous behavior and ethical leadership, is often incompatible with the realities of political governance. Machiavelli's work suggests that deceit, manipulation, and the use of violence can be justified in the pursuit of political stability and security, challenging readers to reconsider the ethical dimensions of leadership and the sacrifices necessary for the greater good. Fourthly, examples from history. Machiavelli supports his arguments by drawing on a wide range of historical examples and the careers of notable figures such as Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, and contemporary Italian princes. These examples serve to illustrate successful and unsuccessful strategies in governance, highlighting the consequences of ignoring the pragmatic realities of power. Through these historical references, Machiavelli not only provides a practical context for his theories, but also engages with the reader by analyzing recognizable figures and events. This approach not only lends credibility to his arguments, but also situates his theories within a broader historical framework, allowing readers to see the application of his ideas over time and the timeless nature of his insights into human behavior and political maneuvering. Lastly, the impact on modern political thought. The influence of The Prince on modern political thought cannot be overstated. Machiavelli's work laid the groundwork for modern political science by separating it from ethics and theology, suggesting that the study of politics could be a distinct and empirical endeavor. His rejection of idealism in favor of a more pragmatic approach to governance has inspired centuries of political leaders, theorists, and philosophers. The book's concepts of power dynamics, the importance of craftiness in leadership, and the embrace of real politics have permeated not just political science, but also business, modern leadership theories, and popular culture. Machiavelli's framework for analyzing power has provided a lens through which to evaluate political behavior, institutional dynamics, and the nature of leadership itself, making The Prince a foundational text in the study of power and politics. In conclusion, its insights are applicable not just to politicians and statesmen, but to leaders in all realms who must navigate the intricacies of influence and control. The book's exploration of the pragmatics of ruling, the impact of human nature on politics, and the importance of adaptability and strategic thinking make it relevant across centuries. Readers who engage with Machiavelli's work can gain a deeper understanding of the moral dilemmas inherent in leadership, the unpredictable nature of political life, and the strategies that can lead to lasting power. Whether one is involved in governance, business, or any field that involves leadership, the Prince offers timeless wisdom on the realities of achieving and maintaining influence, making it an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to wield power effectively and understand the underpinnings of successful leadership. If you would like to support Niccolò Machiavelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.